I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Well, it was a five-star start to the JD Cymru Premier League, so it's only right that we roll out the A-listers for this podcast. We've got David Cottrell, we've got Chris Hughes, Scott Rusko, John Disney, Mal Allen, to name but a few, and I know I've left some names out. Of course, the star of them all, Mark Jerner-Jones. What a showbiz Saturday and Friday we had last week.
Oh, Mark, brilliant start to the second campaigns of all these teams. Fantastic. Every game was competitive. Every game was fiercely contested. And I was right, you know, from the Friday night, even to the Saturday games. Tremendous games right the way through. And I hope it's just, it's a start of what's to come, because there was good football played, there was good goals scored. Say there's plenty of passion, and I think everybody's playing the league at the moment like they know every game, from the 12th place to the top of the league, is being played like cup finals when they're playing each other. So, you know, let's roll on, and here we go again with another weekend on the way.
Absolutely. Now, I did say in the podcast last week, and I'm going to gloat about it, that perhaps people underestimate Newtown at their peril. I feel they could be the kingmakers in all of the positions in the top six. And so it proved on Friday, beating the new Saints at Park Hall. Before I get Jonah's thoughts, here's the views of Chris Hughes.
People might say it's a shock result. We don't in our dressing room. You know, we know what we've got. We know what we're capable of. And, you know, we deserve to be in the top six after 22 games. And we've shown tonight that we deserve to be in it as well. So really good start, really pleasing performance, and one we can build on. We want to be competitive in the first phase, and look, we probably had the fixture that probably no one else wanted on paper, TNS away. But I felt we've come down here. We had to try a different system because of the players we had available to us, the tools that we had. So, you know, at times it worked, at times it didn't. And there was a couple of times where they played out, and especially their equalising goal. But look, you know, on the whole, really pleased. It's a really strong performance from us. I thought the work rate of the players was fantastic. And, you know, I can't recall us ever being down here and my goalkeeper not have a real save to make bar their goal. And we've probably worked their goalkeeper, especially in the first half. We're probably a little bit unfortunate to come in 2-1 down. But look, you know, it's one result. We've got another, you know, nine games left in the top phase, and we're looking forward to them. So, you know, we're not going to get overexcited and overboard. You know, we've been here before and won. So there's nothing new to us. We've done it before. They might say that they didn't play very well, but I think that's down to us as well, part down to us, because I thought we were excellent in our shape without the ball, you know, and excellent with the ball. And I've got to give credit to the coaching staff, you know, Callum and Matty in particular, because, that, you know, we've got the players in, in the week, and put a couple of sessions on in terms of how we wanted to play tonight. And I thought the players embraced it really well, and they rose to the challenge, who started, and the lads who came on as well, Jack Thorne and George, you know, young players coming on in the heat of the battle, when they've got to get up to speed really quick. And I'm really pleased with them, as with the lads as well. You know, I thought Ryan Edwards was excellent on his debut. Hasn't played for a few weeks, so, you know, tired a little bit, so we had to take him off. But look, every one of them tonight, I thought were fantastic. So, and it's a really good start, like I said, to the first phase and the top six. And, you know, we just need to kick on from here now, and we need to go into Barry next week now, and that'll be the focus. You know, the planning and everything like we've done, the TNS will be the same for Barry, and, you know, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, I just get the feeling, Jonah, and I know people at TNS will probably say I'm wrong about this, maybe some of the players in that TNS side underestimated Newtown, and anybody else, now this is a warning, you underestimate Newtown at their peril.
We watched Newtown, was probably the last two games of the first half, on Scorio, and they were very cagey. And he'd done it his own way, Hughesy. You know, he got him over the line with a 0-0 against Airbus. You know, if anything, they on that afternoon, they were lucky to get the point to get over the line. What does he go and do then? The first game, they go to Park Hall and turn TNS over 2-1. Like you said, there's something in there, you know, in their belief that they could go anywhere and win. You did say that last week. And I don't think many people would have agreed with you, but they've gone to Park Hall. And it's a tremendous, tremendous win for them. I mean, what a bonus that is. You know, for a group of players like that to go and give TNS, surprisingly, their fifth defeat of the season. they've set the title race back alive, Newtown.
Well, on the flip side of that, of course, is the New Saints. You've mentioned five defeats in a season, never happened before where they've won the title. Here's Scott Rusko as he looks forward to Bala.
It's not one where you can just say, oh, it's okay, we've lost the game. It's, why have we lost the game? Why have we played like that? We're 13 games, we won, drawn one, lost one. So, you know, we've had a good period. Why have we then gone into a game where we can go 7 points clear and perform below par? But like I said as well, these levels, we do reach the levels consistently, and you're allowed an off day. You know, you're allowed off days, and it was one that's come at the wrong time. We'll be well up for Friday, and obviously a game that is one with more importance because they beat us there last time, and it's one where we did okay in the first half. Second half, we underperformed.
And the Bala boys might be licking their lips here now. What do you think the take in the TNS changing room will be about the next few games?
It's down to 9 games. There's only a point in it. And, you know, it's a big game now this Friday evening at Maes Tegid, because this could be a complete turnaround with Bala to get a victory. They'll fancy their chances. I think they'll fancy their chances. They were tremendous in coming back the other night. They were 1-0 down, obviously, against Carnarvon, and they turned it around, and Golden Boot King looks at, you know, one of the favourites to get the Golden Boot again, like he used to regularly at Aberystwyth Venables. 20 goals, and, you know, what a turnaround that's been for him this season. And, you know, I think Colin Caton's got to take a bit of credit for it. He's seen that he lost his couple of strikers from last year. He's obviously worded Chrissy Venables up and said, how do you fancy a go at number 9? And that has to be one, if Bala were to get into Europe, or if Bala were to challenge strongly, that has to be one of the biggest decisions of the season, changing Venables from centre midfield to centre forward, and he's bagged 20 already. What a great prospect this game now Friday night. You know, it's the pressure's on. The pressure's on everybody. The pressure's on Bala, even though they're playing TNS, because they got a win to try and stay ahead in third spot at least, maybe close the gap on the top two. The pressure's on TNS because Connors Key are breathing down their neck. Every game, it's going to be a tremendous game. It's going to be a tremendous weekend again.
Let's hear the thoughts of Lasana Mendes. We caught up with him after that game against Carnarvon.
Difficult place to play. The wind didn't really help. We had the chances first half, we didn't put away, but we came out second half on it. We stayed in the game, even though they score, and we just end up scoring 2 goals. Yeah, well, we have that confidence of winning today, but it's a game of football, so yeah, we can't really relax. So we're going to next game. We know we got TNS. It's going to be a tough game, and see how we get on.
Well, like you said, you were at that game against Barry with Connors Key, and you caught up with John Disney after that game.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, start off the second phase of the season really well. 3 points, take us a point behind TNS now. So, yeah, make sure it's all to play for in the rest of the remaining games. That's all we can keep doing.
We've had the battle all the way, and the early goal from Michael Wilde, what an epic goal from Wilde.
Yeah. I just said well done to Bax for the cross, so he started laughing. So yeah, a bit of a drag from Bax, but you know, doesn't matter. 1-0 win, and that's all that matters. Yeah, but the lads dug in, battled well. I don't think they created much, so fantastic. Yeah,
race all the way now, John.
But yeah, we hope so. You know, we can only take it a game at a time, like I say. So, you know, we're a point behind them now. Both got tough games next week. All the games the rest of the season will be tough. So, you know, we're playing them in a couple of weeks. So let's see how we get them.
But they can almost sniff it now, can't they? Surely, Connors Key.
They wanted to be as tight as this. It's as simple as that. I think we simply, again, got to reiterate that Bala are only 6 points behind TNS. Were they to get a victory Friday night again, and this becomes a red-hot three-horse race at least. So, you know, yeah, Connors Key, it's in their own hands. Basically, and being brutally honest, it's in Bala's own hands, it's in TNS's own hands. At the moment, Barry, obviously, after their setback Saturday, would have to come again. They'd have to win, you know, 5 or 6 on a trot to get right back into it. But the top three, if they were all to win their next 2 or 3 games, avoiding sort of each other, this could be the greatest title race since Bangor and TNS when Neville Powell's team won it.
And Barry certainly have made a statement of intent about what they want to do by signing David Cottrell. And lo and behold, we've caught up with a man. Let's get his first thoughts after joining Barrytown United.
I met Gavin at the gym quite a few times, and clearly I was lifting weights and he wasn't. But yeah, he was, you know, just asking me whether I wanted to come and train and have a bit of fun and just start to enjoy it again, really. So it was really relaxed, and for a long period of time I was saying, you know, I'm not really ready to do that, and it was not my main focus, really. So then eventually I thought I'd give it a go, and you know, it fit in well with it, you know, outside what I'm doing with addiction and mental health, and I continued to do that. I play, you know, 2-3 times a week, so it was perfect for me, really, and play with lads that I already know from like the local area. We all grew up together playing against each other from an early age, so it was nice to be a part of that change room.
You haven't kicked a ball competitively apart from the game over the weekend for almost 2 years, but you look in really, really fine form.
Yeah, I've kind of kept ticking over, really. The routine for me was, you know, with my addiction and mental health, I was, you know, going to the gym, not hammering it, really. I didn't go on any treadmills, but I was just going there and just exercising as much as possible, and that kind of helped me with my routine. And Saturday as well, I didn't really feel that off... you know, off the yards, really, in that sense. But it was quite good. It was good to get out there, but I know there's more to come from me, and, you know, especially the technical ability with, you know, certain things I can feel a bit off, and hopefully I can help the team as much as possible.
Yeah, I was going to ask about specifics, you know, with your history, with your career, what do you think specifically that you can actually bring to Barrytown United, which are going to take them that closer to playing European football once again?
I think obviously the experience, and, you know, there's a whole different level, and, you know, there are really good players in this league as well. You know, there's the difference probably with, you know, making a professional or not is, you know, consistency. Everyone can have their off days and everyone can have their good days, but the most important thing is to try and bring that consistency into play, and with my experience and ability, hopefully I can help the younger lads in the dressing room as much as possible. But as I say, there are very good players in the dressing room. It's about the, you know, getting their consistency levels, you know, week in, week out.
And what can you get out of the JD Cymru Premier then, David?
Well, I want to enjoy it, first and foremost, and be with guys that I already know, and, you know, have that competitive edge. And, you know, it's not all about just coming for fun. Ultimately, you want to have fun, but, you know, I've come to win as many games as possible with the team, and try and get a European spot. That'll be nice. And, you know, it's a good competitive league, so that's what I want to try and enjoy, and hopefully we can finish the right end of the table.
Well, a competitive league you've mentioned. It's going to be a competitive game over the weekend at Leitham Park as you travel to Newtown, who had a fantastic result over the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. I think every game is tough, no matter what league you're in as well. It's going to be a tough game, but we're going to be looking to go there and hopefully get the 3 points to bounce back from a disappointing result that we had on the weekend.
But Newtown will be bouncing after winning at TNS, won't they?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, their confidence will be high, and, you know, we don't, you know, have to fear anyone. I don't think we need to fear anyone. As I just mentioned there, with the players we've got, we should go into every game feeling confident that we can win.
Good to see you smiling, Dave Cottrell.
Thank you.
And thanks for your time.
And, you know, Jonah, there will be disappointment clearly about the loss to the Nomads. But when you're signing David Cottrell, and David Cottrell's got the intent that he's just talked about there to take Barry to a higher plane, You don't feel you're that far behind the pack, and you don't feel that you're not out of the game, do you?
Not at all, mate. He did well as well when he came on. His set plays is, you know, were obviously top draw. He got on the ball. He started passing it. So he's going to be a massive addition to him. And his experience of playing at that higher level might just settle Barry down a bit in key areas. But they really did have a go. When you can't fault them on Saturday. They went down to 10 men, and from the goalkeeper to the 10th man, they doubled up on their effort, and they pushed. You know, they pushed the Nomads all the way for them, and the Nomads had to work hard to get their 3-point victories. But again, now Saturday, you would think that Gavin's team, to sort of stay on ballast tails, will have to go and get 3 points at Leitham Park. Now, Newtown defeated Barry in the Welsh Cup and in the league only about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So, again, you know, to forecast these results at present is really, really difficult. And if there was anyone who I think would be a draw this weekend, I fancy this one. A couple of goals either side and then a score draw for me, this one.
Well, you're not the only one juggling the balls to decide who's going to win this league or finish in the various positions. Your Scorio chum, Malcolm Allen, I caught up with him on Saturday, before the Saturday games, and talked to him about the season ahead. Here's his views on the top six.
I think that it's going to be the closest there's ever been since the new structure. We saw last night, not just in our game, because that was, you know, a big battle, big game for Carnarvon, because they wanted to, needed to win to, you know, bridge that gap to 4 points from the third place team, because Connors Quay and TNS are still in the Welsh Cup. So if you take one of them to win it and finish first and second, then the third place will go automatic to Europe. So I think there was a big game for Carnarvon, being at home, going 1-0 up at half time. And then I thought the tactics was wrong in the second half. They went very, you know, direct, if you like, and the ball's running out of play too many times, where Ballat was first to the tackle, and they were more determined to pass the ball properly in the second half. I don't know what Colin Caton told him at half time, but it surely worked. And then Chris Venables, he was a class act, you know, two great goals after missing quite a few chances last night. But you've got to miss him to score them, like I've always said. But Chris will always keep going, and for any centre forward out there, it was a perfect example. If you missed one, there's another one coming around the corner, and put that one out your mind. And you know that's how Chris plays. He's 34 and still playing like that. So well done to him, well done to Ballat. And now they're 10 points clear of Carnarvon. I know Newtown have, you know, got a little bit closer last night with a great win at TNS. So it was a bit of a shock, well, massive shock. Great for the league, maybe.
Well, I called Newtown the kingmakers on the podcast last week, because I think people will underestimate them a bit, home and away, and games and results like that will happen, and that will cause another team to be at TNS.
Well, absolutely. I think TNS, since the new structure, the 12 teams, you have to look at it, and they've only ever lost four games in a season to win the league. Now they've lost five already, and we're only in February with nine games to go. Now that tells everybody that they're not maybe as strong as what they once was. They've got an ageing, I would say, group of players. I know they've brought some youngsters in, but it might take them a year or two to settle, but they haven't got time to settle, to be truthful. They're a full time team, so it's contact time between the coaches and the players, and they've got to know their jobs when they go on the pitch. But great result for Chris Hughes. I was at the home game just before the break in the league, where TNS beat Newtown, and Chris told me, you know, every time we play against TNS, it's going to be difficult. So a lot of teams lose before they go to Park Hall, but Chris Hughes and his team went there yesterday, scored early, which is always important, and then it built a little bit of momentum and confidence. It rode their luck a little bit at times, but to go out and win the game 2-1 brought TNS back into the pack a little bit, which then inspires maybe Connors Quay to go to Barry today and win the game there, to make only 1 point difference within a couple of weeks' time. Connors Quay play TNS. So, yeah, it's all to play for, and that's what's great about the League of Wales at the moment, is that on their day, the top six teams can play and beat each other, but they've got to be at their best. Your Carnarvons have got to, you know, they've got a smaller squad, the Newtown's got the smaller squad, but the rest of them, Barry, with David Cottrell joining them, great presence in and around the place. Then you got Ballat, who's spending a lot of money every week, but deservedly so. They've got three lads who can score goals. 47, I think between them in the league, sorry, they've got nearly 40 goals. Amenables, you know, he's top scorer in the league at the moment. So, yeah, I think it's important at this stage of the season that you've got goal scorers. Even when you don't play well, you can always have one who can pop in with a goal. So all looking forward to it, and seventh place and the bottom places last night again, it's magnificent. So it bodes well for the rest of the season.
Well, look, it's packed enough time in the top six this weekend. You've got Newtown hosting Barry on the Saturday, and you've got those Friday night games of Ballat against TNS and Connors Quay playing Carnarvon. We'll be back with a look at the playoff and the relegation spots, so stay with us.